was born bold.
Get a Rockstar car park just 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone. Struggling with back pain? Time to try Kieser. Visit kieser.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
It's at centre-half forward. Buse gets the hand pass magnificently out to Wakeman. Wakeman, snapshot for goal. Magnificent goal by Dale Wakeman.
Ball, a hand pass out to Morley. Worthington in a bit of trouble. Hunter takes it on right centre wing or just backward of it.
He's in trouble. Back to Hawkins. He didn't want it. Does it.
Thompson now out towards the left half-back flank. 45 metres. Corns with a great leap up in the air.
Cockatoo Collins on the boundary line and Voss takes the mark. He's an exciting player, Michael Voss.
Well, sit back and enjoy this next hour. We've got some of the greatest players that have ever played the game in the studio with us to reminisce about state footy, which was so big. Michael Voss is part of this game tonight as an assistant coach. Only got the opportunity to represent Queensland a couple of times. Dale Wakeman is also here. 20 state games for Victoria. Three-time Victorian captain. Two EJ medals, two EJ Witten medals, a Simpson medal, and a Tassie medal, and captain Victoria three times. Welcome, Flea. Welcome, Vossie. Yeah.
Great to be here. I like the way you blokes just hang crap on each other. That's why I enjoy it.
Splinter's over there is cut up rough because he's sitting on the bench. But this game's being played at the moment, and we are having a laugh and a joke. But, Flea, 20 times you played for the state, three times as captain. You won every medal there was. What happened in state? You're a superstar at the Tigers, and you took it to another level at this level.
Well, look, in the mid-80s, when the Tigers went that flash, we had a pretty, just a side foot. And I was still doing all the same things, doing everything, but there was no easy kicks. I found it a lot easier playing with blokes that actually could, on the same wavelength. Mm. And that's what it is. That's what it'll be like tonight watching it. Yeah. Blokes will be playing, they'll be going, I'm running ill, the ball's there. And that's what made it easier for me, really, as a small bloke. And I didn't get tagged. Like every game I played for the Tigers, I was the one they went to, and they just hung on to me and did all that kind of stuff. In those days, there was no, if you're hanging on to him, it was just part of the game. So I enjoyed it. Look, I must admit, I cherish those moments. And the game that you're watching now in 89, when it was just full of mud, the ground was crap, but the skills are still pretty good.
Yeah, don't bring it up. Whiskey, he gets a bit cranky because he's on the bench. Vossie. Queensland, and we're not being disrespectful at all, but it hasn't got quite the kudos of the South Australian jumper and the Vic jumper, but what were your memories of representing at your state?
Oh, probably for the first one was the opportunity to play with Jason Dunstall. Mm. He was obviously revered growing up and was the, superstar from Queensland. He was our reference. He was the one that made it real that AFL was a possibility, and so be able to play with him was sensational. Like you said, it's a little bit. I'm with Victorian royalty today, so it's it's a little hard to sort of mix it with this group, but certainly State of Origin footy is just something else, and I'm sure there's been a lot of debate around its presence in the calendar, and hopefully it does at some stage. But it's certainly a great occasion. Even just yesterday, watching the players roll around, and they're just that excited. They get together for the first time, they're meeting each other often for the first time, and they're just that pumped to be playing with one another.
How excited were they when they were handed their plastic bags yesterday and they opened them up and they had the all-white training gear? What was your reaction to that?
Coaches were more flat than that. let's just say we're glad that the roof might be closed tonight, because if it rained, it wouldn't be a pretty sight for the coaches. But, the challenge is, of course, with the Allies, despite having a – wherever you're from, whether that's from South Australia or WA, is how do you create the history? We know that we're competing against a really rich history of Victoria, what the jumper means, and so it has some real significance on that scale. But so we've probably got to try and build that. If it's going to exist for any long period of time, then we have to start it somewhere.
And Flea, back in the day, there was none of this weekend off. Pre-season. It was Tuesday afternoon, whether it be. Well, probably in Western Australia or South Australia, the night games as well. And that was just, you just accepted it.
And that's the thing I remember playing in against the Brisbane Bears in those days at Carrara, 28 degrees on a Sunday.
Right.
Got on the plane back that night, had a training run on the Monday night for Victoria, got in the plane first thing Tuesday morning, played in South Australia on Tuesday night, and then back on the Wednesday morning and played another game on played at VFL Park, the biggest ground in the world, against the Eagles on the Saturday.
That's amazing. So
I played three games in 6 days.
What was the GPS?
But the trouble was, 3 games in 6 days, and they're out about a 6 day break. I'm thinking, right,
spot on. That is so spot on.
You can do it. And I was all right in all the games. It's just mentally.
Yeah, you know. You are on the money. These modern day players are whinging and moaning about the fact they're only having a 6 day break. These Fleas played 3 games in 3 different states.
Our GPS numbers may not have been what the modern day players' GPS numbers are, but we used to play on the Saturday and then the Escort Cup pre-season, well, in-season competition on the Tuesday night and then again on the weekend, didn't we?
Of course we did. And it was just part and parcel of it, and that's what we did. But I think it's more that the fact is nowadays it's not the – I think the players are right, but I think it's more the people that run the fitness – oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. Oh, crap, you can't do that. Of course you can. You can do whatever you like.
And let me say this.
Hey, Vossi, are you taking this on board or not?
I'll take it back with me.
What sort of reaction do you think you'll get when you take that back?
Oh, it'll be silence and refrain fury.
The
game involves, of course. But even with the old Till Cup, that was played over only a week. And you played four games in a week.
Well, so this wouldn't have happened at Teal, in the Teal Cup, but it's also fair to say, Flea, that on the Tuesday, after a good win for the Vics, it was on for young and old.
Well, not many of us went to bed. I remember Mike Sheen, he was the one that used to it was the last straw because I apparently the last couple of people I belted and they tried to wake me up. and Mike Sheen he said, it's your turn, Mike Sheen.
And the great EJ, what do you remember about the great EJ and his influence on the Victorian state teams?
Well, he was a common denominator in all the games. Look, he was just he just loved the whole concept of state of origin. It was him. Mm. It was all about, and he brought that to every time you trained, you played, and you travelled, and telling your stories and all that kind of stuff. And he's just one of those blokes that just loved the game. And that the 89 one where you're, because we were under the pump. Yeah. The year before, we got beaten in the Bicentennial Carnival in Adelaide. All the carnivals seemed to be in Adelaide. I don't know why, but that's where they were. And we got beaten there, and Victoria, they hadn't beaten South Australia for a couple of times, and it was full on. We're playing home, and he was pumped up. Yeah, I still remember it. We won by 80-odd points in this game, and the old grand coming down the grandstand, looking up. Saw the first Victorian jumper he saw, grabbed it. Your little beauty. He didn't realise it. A couple of players had swapped jumpers. and I thought, what's he going to do here? What he did was, he saw it was Michael Aish. Called him every name under the sun about South Australia. Shucked him in the mud. Stood on him. We're the victim. That's what it was like.
He was like that.
And his eyes were rolling. After a win, he always thought he was having a few sherbets in the coach's box because he always seemed to be half cut. But he was full of arm. Oh, he's unbelievable.
Hey, Vossi, you're in the camp with these boys only for a day. This is for tonight's match. The interesting thing, I love the dynamic of bringing the players together and then observing, who's got the confidence just to put their chest out and bowl up, and other players just are sort of that thrilled or intimidated. They just sit there quietly. Who in this All-Star team is sort of the heartbeat? We had Flea. We had Andrew Bewes was a fantastic state player. Dipper was unbelievable.
Dipper was amazing.
Broke everything down and broke the ice. Who's sort of doing that at the moment?
Oh, well, I think initially, with the guys coming together straight away, you've sort of Michael Walters, Bradley Hill. Yeah, they get around the boys, quite a fair bit. So, and you can sort of just see they're creating a little bit of the energy in the background, and they're the ones sniggering in the background. It's been pretty good because ever since it's been announced, there's been the sort of back and forth messages to each other and having a bit of a joke and about where they're going to play and who they're going to play on. And so it has actually built the excitement of the actual occasion. And then, of course, you've got Nathan Fyfe who's standing in the middle and sort of taking charge of what's a pretty impressive sort of midfield.
Midfield looks amazing.
Oh, you look at it, you just go, what's the striking difference in our game today? And you sort of start to look at you know, even just midfields, and you sort of think, well, okay, you've got Grundy in the ruck, and you've got Cripps standing at about whatever he is, 194 centimetres, and you've got Fife at 191, and then you've got Elliot Yeo about 190, and you've got the midfield's actually average height is about 191 centimetres.
They're huge blokes, aren't they?
They're just big boys.
And they're all going to play. Powerful. That could be your opening bounce.
That could definitely be a possibility of being the opening bounce.
Now, we've been getting misty-eyed about the way the game used to be played. We don't want to sound like old blokes here, but is there a possibility that you guys, when you line up the teams tonight, you're going to allow them to play positions a little bit more and not this sort of overload? Or do you think the players, the natural way that they play now, will just take over?
Oh, I think the fact of the preparation, we haven't had a lot of time. So it's a little bit of the old throw the ball in the middle and who wants it. And let them play because, you know, we can't go into too much structured detail, but it is exciting. As a coach last night, we're sitting around and just, you know, having a chat about how the game's going to go and what we do and, you know, what if they isolate, you know, this player Dangerfield out the back and what if they isolate Martin out the back and what do you want to do? And it doesn't matter what you do, you're going to open up something else for someone else that's a pretty good player. Yeah. So that's the exciting part about it. When you're going through all the possibilities, you can spend what if for about 2.5 hours trying to go through all the scenarios. So we come to the conclusion right at the end. It's like, well, maybe we just got to get out there and play and see how it goes.
Dale Waitman, Michael Voss in the studio. Dale Waitman, maybe the best state player that I played with. So tell me this, Fleet, when you got together, there might have been Buse, it might have been Williams, Greg Williams, it might have been Jared Healy, Tim Watson, old Splinters when he was. How did you work that out? Like what Vossie says, you know, and Simon Madden rucking, right? Yeah. So you had Mark Lee, he was a good ruckman, Simon Madden, one of the greatest of all time. So what happened? Did you get together and say, where are you hitting this, or did you just hit it and we'll get to it? How did that work?
Yeah, well, when you had that combination in there, like... And as I said before, like all the blokes kind of knew, well, if it's going to him, they was all going to the same spot. It was like, okay, what we're going to do is if Diesel Williams gets it, you know you're going to get a handball, so just get moving and all that, and block and chip. But Simon Madden, as you said, was a super ruckman. He just, you know, he had everything... on the go. The general, he used to just thump the crap out of it. Well, you knew what was going to go.
Not that scientific, was he?
No, but everyone knew. Yeah. Everyone knew what was going to happen. So in there was a lot of chemistry and all that kind of stuff. I still remember Shifter Sheehan saying one day, he got in the lift, there was myself, Simon Madden, Diesel, I think Choco Royal was in there, and maybe Jared Hill. He said, geez, I wouldn't want to be lose a dollar. It'd be gone in about 2 seconds because it fell out of his pocket because everyone was there to help one another. And you kind of knew out there. You didn't have to say much.
Hey, Flea, did you play in that infamous game over in WA, Gary Ablett's debut game for Victoria? Were you playing in that game?
No, I missed that one when he kicked about eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
Vossie, have you ever heard about that game?
No, I have not heard about
84,
that game.
84, I reckon.
He played half forward flank Gary.
Although it doesn't surprise me at the same time. So I didn't flinch when you said it.
He was unbelievable. Like, he'd already sort of signaled the fact that he was going to be a player. Yeah. But I think when he went over there and did what he did in that state game for Victoria, it was like, my God, what is this bloke?
It's fair to say that there's not too many role players out there on Friday night. So I don't know, when you've got that many a list of players that have to choose from that you could probably hit to and handle it themselves. Yeah, there's not too many out there doing the roles, are there?
Flea, you stay with us. Vossie, we know we're going to let you go. This is the Keyes Open season on now with match-winning deals. Kenny Hunter's going to replace you. Not a bad replacement. But as you leave us, we have debated and we've wondered what intensity level this game will be played. It was, I could say for you, Flea, it was never an issue back in the day. What are you expecting in terms of how hard, how seriously, how badly the team wants to win?
All I know is you can't play this game half pace. You know, the game, when you go out there every single time, has to be played at 100%. Otherwise, you risk hurting yourself and maybe even hurting others. So, you know, from our perspective, clearly we take in consideration the club's needs of trying to get their players fit and healthy and give them some match play. And that's the first thing we want to be able to ensure that we do is we hand back the players that are healthy. But we can't guarantee that. We expect it to be a really tough fight. I think the Victorians will lean on their history. And so if you're not ready for that, then every player out there doesn't want to embarrass themselves. And every player out there is a genuine competitor that doesn't like losing. So Once that kicks in, I think it'll be pretty exciting. But look, I really just hope that it's just a great show. We get to see that fast footy we want to see, and we get to see the skills of the game. You know, everyone's talked about how fast it is or how fast it'll be just based on their skill level of these players. So just taking a little bit of factor there. It's only preseason game number one or two for these guys, but other than that, it should be fantastic. And and before I do go, I think, and I spoke to Kenny out there before, and Flea, I think I've shared this story with you before, but being a Carlton supporter, Kenny Hunter was my hero. I met my hero today, and the Dominator Johnson was my other one.
I heard you say that to Kenny. You were like a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Kenny was your man.
Kenny was my man with the Dominator, and there was in the Voss household, there was a lot of Richmond games and Carlton games in the backyard, so... hopefully Carlton got up a little bit more than Richmond over that time with my brother. But while my brother was Jess and Waitman and
Well, he was a smart one.
I was more the Dominator and Wayne Harms and Kenny Hunter. So he's as brave as they come and tough and hard and he's genuine hero. So I got a meeting today. So it was sensational.
Well, he's going to take your seat. So good luck tonight. Good luck for Port too.
Thanks,
Bossy.
Cheers.
And you're always good to come in and see us. So Michael Voss there. Dale Waitman stayed in the studio. Kenny Hunter goes way, way back to when State of Origin footy first started. So he will join us after the break. Well, some nice storytelling going on during the ad break in here. Ken Hunter has joined us. Out Voss in Hunter. That's a bit like Wisp coming off the bench in the state game I've been watching here. The good news is he got on just before half-time. Flea, only for 4 minutes. He didn't look
happy. But he looked good.
He didn't look happy.
Hey, Flea, if he knows when he's onto something, he just keeps going just on and on and on.
Kenny, but you did stand out because you had nice white shorts.
Exactly, Flea.
Kenny Don't Hunter, you start.
Kenny Hunter's with us. Go, Kenny.
G'day, Gats. How are you?
Great to see you. This is for us, we're excited and we love reminiscing, and tonight's going to be fantastic. You were part of the original State of Origin game, the very first one. Tell us about that.
Oh, it was amazing. I was only a young bloke at the time.
So what are we talking? You know, late 70s?
77.
Wow.
77. And it was funny, throughout that year I played in the game, Victoria versus Western Australia, and I had my jaw broken.
Oh, right.
And I didn't play much football after that, and I was only like 19 or 20. And the State of Origin game was announced and it was going to happen, and everyone was really excited about it, and they picked a squad of about 50 players, and I was in the squad, and I just expected that I'd get turfed out. So we were training because the game was scheduled for after the VFL Grand Final.
Right.
And so we had to train right up until the VFL Grand Final, and they dropped blokes off along the way every week. And I expected that I'd get dropped off at any point. And for whatever reason, and thankfully, I got the last 20 and I was in the team. And it was funny because that year it was a joint grand final between Collingwood and North. So the game was meant to be played after the grand final, and all of a sudden it was put back another week, and there was, you know, a lot of conjecture at the time as to whether the game was going to go ahead.
So we should... never assume that our younger audience know what we're talking about.
No.
So state footy up until that stage was basically, if you're playing in Victoria, regardless, irrespective of where you came from, you just played for Victoria, and they were just smacking everyone because all the great players from interstate were coming, and that concept wasn't going to keep working. Mm. So they said, righto, well, let's have the players who are, and this is State of Origin, so Ken, West Australia. And what happened? This is the dramatic thing, is that this great Victorian team that have dominated everything have played their first State of Origin game. And what happened, Ken?
Well, it was quite funny, actually, because, as you said, Gary, I mean, all the West Australians, I mean, if you wanted to make it, you had to go to Victoria and prove yourself. And more WA boys were going over there. So they invited back, you know, people like Graham Moss and Barry Cable and Bruce Monteith, Ron Alexander, be part of the team, and topped it up with West Australian boys like myself and people like Stephen Michael and Basil Campbell, etc.
Basil Campbell, crap. Yeah, so, yes. I still get nightmares about Basil Campbell.
So it was a really good side, and, it was a lot of hype in WA, and, you know, the crowd were right into it, and it was packed at Subiaco.
So it's real interstate sort
real,
of rivalry.
Real, you know, West Australian, you know, because we'd never had much success against Victoria. I think we'd beaten them once in the 60s at the MCG. So, everyone was really pumped, and we smashed them by 94 points. And Basil Campbell, I mean, he scared the living the Jesus out of the Victorians, I can tell you. He was
fearsome, wasn't he?
He was frightening. He was Indigenous boy. He was rough. He was tough, but geez, he could play football.
Okay, he was the ruckman, wasn't he? Because I thought he was about a 6 foot two, 6 foot three ruckman. Do I remember him correctly?
No.
Okay.
No. You probably might have been thinking of Stephen Michael.
I might have been thinking of Stephen Michael.
Stephen Michael was, a sensational player, and probably if he had to come to Victoria, he would have been an outstanding player, no doubt about that. But he was about 6'3", 6'4", Steve. Basil would have been, I reckon, 5'11".
Right.
But a big bloke.
Yeah,
a big
huge,
bloke.
Yeah.
And he wore the helmet.
Towards the end of his career.
It was a motorbike helmet, too.
It wasn't a soft helmet.
It was a motorbike helmet. Unbelievable. And he kept the loon with his head.
It's a bit like the crazy homeless when
they were.
Hey, what about that, though? Michael Voss comes in this morning, and we don't know any of this, but his childhood idol is you, Kenny Hunter. What about that?
Well, it was funny. I just saw Michael out there before, and I said, weren't you a Carlton supporter growing up? And then he gave me a bit of a story about growing up in Bendigo and following Carlton and following myself and the Dominator and the Blues at the time. So, it was great to catch up with him.
And that game was coached by Polly Farmer, which is, given the events of the last 24, 48 hours, is there the significance of that as well?
Yeah, it is. It's and it's quite funny when I look back at I tried to Google a bit about the game to try and sort of get a few thoughts around it, and there's really not much on it, which is unfortunate because it's such a significant event at the time. And to have Polly Farmer as coach, he's such a knowledgeable person, and for someone like myself being a young person at the time, he really gave me a lot of encouragement. And he had a very calming way about him, and the way he spoke, and he really got his message across. And he was such a legend in WA that the boys just really wanted to play for him.
Hey, just hold there. We're going to take some 7:30 news headlines, and then the great Doug Hawkins is going to join us on the other side, Flea. So just strap yourself in. Anything could happen after this. Yeah. You're listening to SEN Breakfast. Ken Hunter, Dale Waitman, a State of Origin footy. Doug Hawkins to join us next. If you're having struggles with back pain, boys, I think we all are at our age, try Keiser, K-I-E-S-E-R.
Teddy, stuck it right up them. That's what you did. You stuck it right up them. Yeah, oh, what a bloody relief.
We're on national television, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Just for a moment.
Oh, sorry about that.
He knew the TV was on. He knows where everything is.
He's spot on.
He'd just give a little wink. He'd see the red light on top of the camera.
You're on.
And away we go.
You're on this one, and then you go. And did he make it a lot of fun? And no one knew Teddy better than Douglas Hawkins, who joins us this morning. Dougie, welcome.
Gazza, Tim, Kenny, the Flea. How good was that to hear EJ say that? I mean, you're dead right. He knew the cameras were on him, and mate, what a great man. And you know what, boys? He's been gone now 25 years this year. It's amazing, isn't it, how quickly it's gone. And I remember that lap of honour. It was only like yesterday, but that was back in 95. Amazing.
And, so many stories about it, but we're talking state footy, and he was the one that when you did, when you got your jumper or you got your the famous handshake came out and he'd crush your hand and say, welcome to the big V, son.
He would, Gaz, and my first one was 82. I was only 22 years of age and we're playing at footy park in South Australia. And he said, listen, Hawk, you haven't played finals footy, mate. This is finals footy stuff. And let me just tell you something. The South Australian people, they don't dislike you. They actually hate you. They hate your guts. He goes, they hate your guts. When you get there, they'll be kicking Vic, smashing Vic sides. I'll be all over the joint. And when you kick the goal, they booed. You kick the point, they cheered. It was amazing to be the age of 22. And boys, I just on that first one in 82, I think back those days, you had to have two or three from each club.
Yep.
I was joined by Calvin Templeton and Mickey Egan, who played in the back pocket. And I'll never forget, I didn't play very well, and it was a really tough game. And halfway through that last quarter, I'm sitting on the bench. I'm in between the great Lee Matthews and Bruce Steele, the doormat, and I thought, I've arrived. How good is this? How good is this, Woody? I'm finally made it and sitting in between two great legends. Amazing.
Hey, Dougie, what about 89? What do you remember about the 89 state game?
Not a lot, Tim. No, it was 89 in Tasmania. I got a feeling, Gaz, it was the B team. Flea would have been, obviously. I think it was the B team. Might have been the C team playing down in Tassie. And I reckon Flea would have been in the A team back then in 89. No, we played Tasmania. We just won the game. And the great EJ said, "Ah, the beers are on me, you little goody boys." You know, well done. Have a great night tonight, Dougie. Behave yourself. Look after yourself. I'm rooming with the late Darren Mullane, and we decided that we're going to go down to the casino with Steve McPherson, who was playing for Tassie, and Simon Atkins was playing for Tassie as well. And so we go to the casino at Rest Point there, and late in the night there was a very small, slight scuffle. Matter of fact, it was an all-in. So anyway, it was an all-in punch-up. Which you're allowed to do on the night of a state game.
It was part of the course.
It was part of the course, Lee. As EJ would say, stick together, boys. And but anyway, we had a bit of a scuffle, and three of us got locked up. The late Danny Frawley and late Darren Mullane, Sputter, and myself, and we get the 4 hours regulation down here in the Tassie jail. And I'll never get it. They let us out about 6 in the morning, 6:30. I walked into the foyer, and there's a great EJ standing there. He said, "Hey, Knackers, where have you been?" He said, "You look shit house." "You look shit house." I said, "Ted, I just got out of the slammer." He said, "What?" He said, "You got out of the what?" I said, "I just got out of jail." He said, "Oh, no." He said, "Who was with you?" I said, "Spud." I said, "Sputter and Pants was with me." He said, "Listen, don't tell no one. I'll fix it up." And then when he said mouse, if EJ said mouse, that means it was, as you know, Flea, it was all sweet. Timmy, you know as well, it was all sweet. Gaz, it was all. Kenny, it was all sweet. So they all be covered up and fixed up. So my wife, Raylene, rang me. She said, "How'd you go last night?" I said, "Listen, hon, we had a quiet night, me and Kenny." I said, "We're in our room together by 1 o'clock. And you know what she said to me? "I love you. You are fantastic. I'm just worried about you and Darren." And then the next day, we both travelled in the same car to Footscray because we worked in Footscray. Raylene was working at Drake Personnel. I was at the Western General Hospital. At that stage, I was a brain surgeon, and I was working down there. So anyway, we're travelling along together, and there's a news flash. Remember Rob Ashbury?
Yeah.
Rob Ashbury, he said, two nights ago, three Victorian players locked up in jail. I went to turn the channel. She grabbed me hand. They said, "Danny Frawley from St Kilda, Darren Mullane from Collingwood, and Footscray." She said, "You lying prick."
And you've never lied again, have you, Dan?
Never lied again, Flea. So the great EJ, when he said mouse, it was always right that he fixed up. But, Rob Ashby actually broke that news, but gee, I mean, boys, just turn the clock back very quickly. I remember playing in '84, and I saw two brilliant individual performances. One was Gary Ablett in Subiaco. Yeah. Kenny, you might have played in that one. Yeah. I think he only played 12 or 13 games for Geelong, and the great EJ picked him, and he kicked 8 goals in a losing side. And then the other one was at Footy Park the same year. The great Stephen Kernahan. He kicked 10 goals, Flea.
Yep,
he kicked 10 goals, and we actually won the game, boys, that game as well. And two individual performances at its best was the great Gary Ablett and Stix Kernahan were just magnificent.
Spot on. Yeah.
Douglas, you've been magnificent this morning. Tears running down my eyes.
Thank God for stories about you. Not anyone else.
Flea said, "Wind him up before he gets into some other areas." But,
you're not talking from a jail cell.
No, great of you to join us, my friend, and we'll talk again
good
soon.
Good on you, guys. Good on you, Dougie.
Happy 60th, big fella. Thanks, boys. Thanks, Lee. On you, Dougie. Hey, it's important to remember, though, too, that they were different times, weren't they? Yes, just right. In case you're listening.
We don't encourage fighting.
We don't encourage any of that.
We'll take a break. Call of the year can win a brand new Toyota Kluger GX2 wheel drive. Download the My Toyota app today. Book your next service online. Kenny Hunter's here. Dale Waitman's here. We've got to talk to Graham Corns next. Now, that might go for another hour because he's a good chat, but he was. I think he said, what did you say his coaching record was?
I think 10 for 8 wins, yeah.
Gee, that's a number. Actually, I shouldn't ask you. I'll ask him when he joins us because he'll remind us. Graham Corns next.
Brian Johnson. Who is with Johnson? Is that Mark Shooter?
Yes.
Yes. Stu, can you see who James is trying to... Who's picking up James for us? I can't find him.
Lecker? Is that James running back now?
No, that's Daffy's on Lecker still. Daffy's going to Smith, so I got that one right. So and who's Smith going to? Jono's coming off the wing by himself here. He can't... What's going on here? Who's that? Jono. So that's James's bloke.
Where is James?
James is down there and that trying to get rid of the...
I was keeping an eye on that. There's f***ing something going horribly wrong there.
Oh, what a classic.
That is the South Australian coaching box. Graham Corns, you told me Graham Corns' record is 10 games coached and 8 wins and 2 losses. That must have been one of the losses, surely.
I couldn't find James.
Cordsy joins us.
Have you found
Where's
him
Wally?
Yet?
Where's James?
He joins us on the line with Ken Hunter and Dale Waitman in the studio. Cordsy, did you find him?
Yeah, you can do anything. <like editing>. Typical bloody Victorian.
Can you remember what?
Anyway, it was nine wins. It was 11 games and 9 wins.
Oh, I'm very sure.
Great record.
I apologise, because you're getting a bit misty-eyed with state footy back, or you got the brace and bits because it's not South Australia playing Victoria.
I'm really angry that it's not South Australia playing Victoria or WA playing Victoria because it's a big Victorian fest. It's just so Melbourne centric. This what are you calling it? A state of origin all star? What is it?
It's a charity fundraiser. That's what it is.
Well, that's the only redeeming feature. I've got to keep telling myself it's the cause that's most important, because this is not state of origin, and don't even compare it. You've got two coaches sitting in the room together picking a team. Where's the passion? Where's the rivalry? Where's the enmity? Like, just get out there and smash them. Like, the coach isn't going to say. A coach is not going to say, like, if he tries any of that rough stuff around on you, just turn around and whack him. A coach isn't going to say that, are they?
Was that your attitude when you were
coaching? Well, it was once. Andrew Rogers, who was a good player but a nice, quiet guy, he was standing Dermot Brereton, and I said, it must have been 86, I reckon, and I said, look, if he tries any of that Hawthorne, Victorian rough stuff, just turn around and belt him. Just don't even think about it. Andrew Rogers didn't. He didn't have to, and we won. But the next year, Dermot was playing on Martin Leslie, but Martin Leslie was a tougher. He was a different kettle of fish, and he did turn around and whack. So, I mean, they were the good old days of rivalry and aggression, and even some of the rough stuff. And then the Teddy Whitten, it was just great to be involved with. And we've lost it. I don't know whether we'll ever get it back, but we've lost it.
You had Neil Curley though, Cornsy. You had Curls in your camp
as well. Had Curls. We've still got Curls. he still fires up about it. Had lunch with him the other day, and you need to get him on, actually. You should get him, because he would really stir you up.
Wait, when you think of state football, we think of, and we've got Dale Waitman in the studio with us, and we think of Flea and how great he was for the state. Who do you think of as being the great players for South Australia in the state of origin football?
Well, strangely enough, he's a rabbit at times, but Andrew Jarman won 5 Foss Williams medals. Like,
wow.
that's an unbelievable record.
Two McGarry,
5 Foss Williams medals. But then you've got the Stephen Kernahans, you've got Chris McDermott, Tony McGuinness. I mean, there's legendary players, as you. But it's almost, there's also unsung heroes. Andrew Obbs played really well. Darren Jarman was never an unsung hero, but he virtually won that game in 1993, the one we won at the MCG. Gary, you played in that game, didn't you?
My word, I did, Graham.
Interesting.
Yeah, there was a turning point, wasn't there, when they...
Yes.
Well, you were useless, didn't you? And, Tim, don't you laugh. Did you sit on the bench in 89?
No, I did sit on the bench
don't
in 89.
Laugh.
Well, I tell you what, I reckon the turning point in that 1993 game might have been Hawley had cleaned up Gary Lyon, and then they pushed Lyon forward. And he dropped the first chest mark that came his way after Diesel laced it out for him. And they cut to a shot of you in the coach's box, and you had that look, oh, we've got him now.
No, you never felt you had him. It was, they were great players and great times and great contests. And it was a rainy day, that 1993 one, but it was the first time we'd won at the MCG since 1963, which, in strange enough, that 63 team has been highly applauded and recognised and honoured here. It's in, that team is actually in the 63 team is in the South Australian Sport Hall of Fame. So, I mean, and you can go back as far as those days if you've got the memory.
We've got Kenny Hunter in here as well. Was the South Australian Western Australia rivalry, or do you need Victoria to make this work?
We need Victoria to make it work, Kenny? Because we like Western Australia.
I think we
had great contests, but yeah. And they beat us as often as we beat them. But yeah. I mean, the real rivalry was always Victoria, and as Kenny would know.
Yeah, I'm with you, Quantio. I'm here with, mate, three Victorians in the studio. It's pretty hard to get a word in.
You've got a Victorian wife, so be careful.
Yeah, well, I have got a Victorian wife, but I've got to stick up for West Australia here because, you know, we were the originators of the state of origin, and a bloke called Leon Larkin, who was a CBACO executive at the time, started the whole concept.
Ooh.
And, you know, we had some great players too.
Superstars.
Like, you know, Brad Hardy, that played great football in State of Origin, Gary Buchanara. You know, we spoke about Stephen Michaels of the world.
And Brian Peake, I always remember, used to get a mountain of it.
Brian Peake was a sensational player and probably didn't see the best of him in Victoria, but was a great player. Barry Cable, of course.
Stephen Michael was a great play. He broke three of my teeth in the state game, but we won't.
Can't remember that.
Should have been wearing a mouth guard, Coonsie.
It was the one time
I forgot to bring a just left my mouth guard home. I thought, I'll be right. But the first contest, the swinging arm, bang. He was a great player.
Well, I can't say I'm disappointed here.
There's not one. Oh, come out of the whole room. Oh.
Hey, Cordy, we're going to keep moving. You were absolutely sensational for state foot. No, and I say this sincerely. You made it as much as anyone, and your love and passion for South Australia drove it. And one day it might get back. I'd love to see it back, but we might all be dreaming. But it's on tonight. Let's celebrate it for what it is.
Cut it out. I might even start liking you.
And can you just have a word to your son and just see whether he can get off the fence? He just doesn't have enough strong opinions, Cornsy.
They say the sins of the father, but what about the sins of the son being visited on the father?
Go and find James.
He's doing a great job.
You go and find James and get back to us when you actually find him. Right?
Where's James?
Graham Corns joining us. Great of you to join us, Corns. He's a great character. We've got to get a breakaway. Kenny Hunter's here. Dale Waitman's here just for another 6 or 7 minutes. It's not state footy. It's a charity match for the bushfire relief, and we love that fact. And it's Victoria v the All-Stars. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So glad that you're enjoying it as much as we are, having Dale Waitman, Ken Hunter here, Graham Corns on the phone, and Dougie Hawkins earlier. The feedback here has been great. We love that you're enjoying it. And we've only sadly got a couple more minutes before we have to let the boys go. Flea, you told a great story. We've just been telling stories in the ad break. So it was a Tuesday afternoon job over in Perth. They were with the big games, Kenny, West Australia, Victoria. And you've had a fair shootout between the Vics and the WE.
It was full on. If you've ever watched, I reckon it's been on Fox a couple of times this year, and there was 21 goals to 22. It was full on. I think Buchanan might have kicked one out of his blurter to beat us by, you know, a point on after the siren.
Yep, yep.
And they're giving out the medals after the game, and Brad Hardy got it. And my man Choco Royal played on him. And I said, how many goals you kick, Choco? Five? How many did you kick on Brad? Five? And he says, man, well, I kicked five, but I only kicked four on him. So he had nine goals on him. He had nine goals kicked on him. Yeah. And he kicked and he won the medal. He was good, though.
He's a great listener to our show, Bradley. He might even ring
him. Reply.
He might want to reply.
Well, I know. Yeah, that's right. I've told him every time. Yeah. Yeah, it's a ripper.
And so, Kenny, we've been watching the footy as well on here and, you know, just commenting about the difference in the way the game was played back in the day as opposed to today. And I don't think we were ever going to get what that was.
Yep.
But it's still, for us, it's still such a great thing to recall the way we used to play the football and how it was played.
Yeah, it was. And I think even playing state games back then, you know, you were playing with the best players in the country, against the best players in the country. And back then you probably knew who your opponent was going to be.
Yep.
and you used to think about who that was going to be throughout the week, and you think about how you're going to beat them. Unlike, I guess, today's football team, where it's a lot more different, where you don't have a direct opponent.
No, it's like a team thing, yeah.
It's more of a team thing. So. Yeah.
But just on that, look, every time I came back a better player, because you trained with these blokes, you played with them, you went away with them, and you learnt so much off them. And I don't know why the clubs in the end wouldn't let them play, because they come back better players. Because you learn so much from other the superstars from the other, and you learnt, you know, what they did, how they did, how they prepared.
That's a great
really
point.
Good. You know, it was.
That's a great point.
And that's the thing, you come back as a better footballer and a better person too, because you met the blokes from the other clubs.
Who did you have? Who was the Victorian that you played on? Can you remember? Like, was it?
I remember, well, Timmy just reminded me that I played on him. And
look, he's got his hand up in the air, pointing at himself again.
No. Can he clean me up? Absolutely clean me up.
The great players back then that I used to watch on TV on the winners, you know, Kevin Bartlett of the world, and, you know, I stood him at in South Australia sometime. And, you know, just to play on those sort of players that you saw on TV, it was just an amazing experience.
Robbie Flower was a great state player, the late Robbie Flower. If Robbie was still with us, he would be sitting in this studio as well, because like you, Flea, no success at Melbourne, really. Like team success, he was a standout player, one of the best of all time. But they used to say he'd get to that, you know, Victorian team and whack on that jumper, and he was like almost beyond peer. He'd get into the best talent, because he'd been playing with the struggling sides, and get out there and sit out on that wing, and probably Schimmelbusch or Keith Gregg over on the other wing, and away they'd go.
Yeah, well, outside of playing in a grand final, I think State of Origin was the next best thing that you could do.
Wow.
To play against the best was, the ultimate.
That's the note that we're going to have to finish this on, sadly. Outside of a grand final, it's the best thing you can get. That's why we love it so much. That's why we're sitting here reminiscing, and that's why we're excited to see some version of it tonight. You two blokes coming in here is fantastic.
Yep.
I can show you the text message. The trip down memory lane's been so appreciated, and both Tim and I appreciate you coming in. We love having you in.
Terrific.
Kenny Hunter, Dale Waitman, and now we've got Jason Richardson. So he's coming up after
I like his haircut, though.